This place quickly became a playground for the well-to-do to escape the city during the summer. In fact, the tales of the place perhaps began to stretch the truth, but there's no doubting it was and remains a premier place for people to get away. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
California's Napa Valley has long been a place where people come to enjoy the area's many resorts. As Nancy Levenberg explains, some people may not realize how far back that tradition goes.
Our earliest resorts were founded in the state in the 1840s and 50s. We have a researcher here at the Historical Society and has discovered more than 700 resorts have existed here historically.
Today you'll find quite a mix of resorts in the valley, but some still hold on to those very early roots in the Napa region.
Some of the earliest ones were in the Up Valley area and are very, very well known. Napa Soda Springs, Etna Springs, and also White Sulphur Springs have long been historic resorts for families coming up to Napa to summer.
Some families would come for the entire summer, making the trip up from the Bay Area. Those resorts created an elegant place for one to spend several weeks' time.
They were grand resorts which had swimming pools and horses and stables and walks and all kinds of health-giving purposes. And we cultivated that image and advertised it and always have, and to this day.
And the reports of some of those early resorts were quite impressive.
The glittering lights of Napa Soda Springs could be seen from the streets of San Francisco in a newspaper article that we found in our records.
And that would be how far away?
That's pretty far away. We sometimes doubt it. That's why I quote the newspaper.
It would be about 40 miles as the crow flies. And whether the report is true or not, the resorts, both old and new, still draw many here every year. Traveling the countryside in Napa, California, I'm Andrew McCray.